Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
up? What's up, family, and welcome back to EOTM Radio. This is your girl, Carla B., and we are streaming live in Hollywood, California at Wingstop on Sunset. Y'all better come down here and get some of them chicken wings. I tell you, it is, they're so good. They are good. Well, as most of you already know, I am just always excited as ever to be way back here in the house with our friends once again, where we are always striving to encourage, empower, and enlighten your mind. And speaking of enlightening, guess what? Guess what? If you're needing some enlightening, you can always find it when you visit www.queensofinternetradio.com. And you can stream live to all of our shows when you visit www.eotmradio.com. Again, y'all, we are streaming live from Wingstop off of Sunset next to Starbucks, and we are just having a groovy time here. I'm trying to, I think I'm so cool because we got such a great guy with us today. We got T'Angelo of T-Time. He's holding the show down with me tonight, talking about all the great, great things that he's doing for the hip-hop for, and some other great, oh my God, he has some great causes that he's doing some stuff for when it comes to dance, as well as some exciting things that we're going to be presenting. EOTM Radio and Media will be presenting by way of T'Angelo. So with that, I want to go ahead and open it up and say hello, and let T'Angelo say hello to the world. Hello, world. But, you know, I want to let him say his own hellos. Welcome, T'Angelo.
Hello there. What's going on, everybody in EOTM? How are we all doing this evening?
Well, man,
excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
Of course, of course. Go ahead and tell them a little bit about you, T'Angelo.
Well, everybody, my name is T'Angelo, and I'm currently the host of T-Time, which is an internet blog channel. And with T-Time, we do everything from entertainment, community functions, and indie art. And I'm also a choreographer, and I do a lot of different functions as well. Currently, today we'll talk about some of the choreography projects I'm working with. We'll talk about T-Time and the development of that project. We'll talk about some mentoring work that I've started to do, as well as my most exciting project today, which is Dancing for a Cure, a Fight Against Breast Cancer, which is a dance show that all the proceeds go to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation. So I'm super excited for that. That's going to go on stage October 9th. And so we'll go into all the details of that. So we have a full day of things to converse about. So I'm way excited. And y'all should be in here with me. Carla looks great as usual. She's giving me business class all day. I'm loving it.
You're so silly. Well, thanks so much. I think I'll be really straight and hip once I learn some moves and stuff. So, well, definitely I want to start with the up and coming event that you guys will be doing. I want to say it's in October for the breast cancer cure.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
I used to work with a performing arts school called the Bowen Haynes School of the Arts, and they do a breast cancer research foundation benefit every year in the city of San Bernardino at Sturgis Theater. And this year it's going to be on October 9th at 6:00 in the p.m. So if you're out that way, you're more than happy to attend. You can check out my Facebook page, which is facebook.com/TAngelo, and you can get all the details there as far as the show. And the studio itself puts the event on. It's so awesome because the young kids come out, everything from 9 and 10-year-olds doing ballet up to the grown adult, you know, grown and sexy, giving us tango, and I'm doing a hip-hop piece myself. I'm going to also put on a musical theater, a Dream Girls piece, which I'm really excited to see. I actually choreographed about 3 years ago, and it's never seen the stage. And so this show on October 9th, it'll finally go up. And I'm also doing a modern piece to Kings of Leon, Sex on Fire. So it's going to be a really good show. The director of the show is Jamie Apasia-Sachs, who runs the studio, and she's an awesome director as well. She allows the choreographers to really put strong pieces together that showcase their work. And so the benefit's going to be awesome. Again, it is October 9th at 6:00 p.m. at Sturgis Theater in the city of San Bernardino. If you want to come by, you're more than welcome to. It's going to be a great benefit, and I'd love to see you all there.
Well, that's what's up. Well, you know that EOTM definitely will be in the house to support not just you, T'Angelo, but the great cause. I don't think I've ever seen anything done like that when it comes to, you know, pulling things together as far as with dance and that kind of atmosphere. So I think that's awesome. I'm not definitely unique and a creative and out of the box, kind of like you. That's how you are, D'Angelo, and that's such a great thing. And that's one of the reasons why I think that this new topic, your new series of shows that we'll be doing right here on EOTM is just so unique. So I want you to go ahead and tell the listeners tell them the show topic, and then go on to what the show will be about.
Okay. Well, what we'll be doing with D'Angelo series is we'll do different topics in a time form that, you know, people care about, want to hear about, and can join. And today we've chosen to go with love, dance, and the hate in between them. And that topic says so many things. And when it says love and dance, it's not the passion that you have, what I have for dance. And for the listeners, it's a passion that you have for whatever you do. So if you're a biotech, if you do construction, if you do law, whatever that passion is, plug in where I say dance. So it's the love and the passion and the hate in between them. Because you put all that you have, all your heart and soul, blood, sweat, tears, finance, into, you know, this love of dance. And then the hate in between it when it don't work right, when it seems like you and dance, it's a relationship. Me and dance have a relationship. As dysfunctional as it may seem, we have a relationship. And so it's the hate in between getting to where you want to go. When you're trying to prosper and reach the new, get into those new levels of life, to touch the untouched, the unseen, the unknown, it ain't the easiest thing. Mama said it'd be days like something, but she didn't say days like this. There's some days she didn't warn me about. But and so that's the topic today will be about, again, is just to prosper and all that it takes to get there. And especially for people who are trying to reach it, you have to keep going. You can't stop. And for the youth out there who are trying to obtain it, you have to get started. You know, don't wait for that somebody to give you the motivation. It's out there. It's out there. And I actually had a chance to meet a lady who came from a different country and had nothing. And she came to America, and she's a multimillionaire. And she couldn't barely speak English. She told me that, D'Angelo, I had never even met a black person until I got to America. And that's like crazy for you to have to be in a lifestyle that does it. To me, it's crazy because I didn't know that it really existed. But she got here, flipped it, learned a little bit of English, took her 15 cents and turned, what'd she say, make a dollar out of 15 cents? Well, that 15 cents has definitely afforded her a beautiful lifestyle. And so that's what I want to do for myself. I feel that I've been blessed with all the tools that it takes to succeed. And through the wonderful network of people that I have introduced to, that I have met along the way, I say, hey, let's go for it. Tea time it is, choreography it will be, and all things to come.
That's definitely a mouthful. I don't understand how you did that just now. So that was a lot of information. I want you to go ahead and add in there EOTM Radio, because you're going to be with us. It's going to be, you may do three shows and we may just say, okay, it's going to be a long-term thing. So you get ready for that. So go ahead and add EOTM to that, for real.
Let me get my pen and pad out and add that to EOTM Radio. Booyah, booyah, right next to it. Exclamation point.
Okay. That's what's up. I think that, before I even get into what I think, because it's really not about what I think, but I want to know, and I know the listeners want to know also, because we've been putting out some stuff on Facebook as to dance and some of the things that you do. So when you first get a client for dance, how do you, when you look at that person, I mean, because I know you teach everybody differently. So share with us about if you, like me, because I want to learn hip-hop. I think I could dance, but I really can't. So
okay.
So if you got somebody who have a little bit of skills but not much, how would you go about teaching me how to do some cool hip-hop moves?
Okay.
I want to be in a video, so, you know.
Okay. So the first
No, not a video vixen or anything, but a dance person. Yeah, exactly. Okay. That's what's up.
Okay, well, the first thing I do is I have to meet the person and, get into their head and see what they want to do. And then I simply apply what I consider to be an intermediate dance piece on you to see how your body moves. One of the things I'm kind of known for with being a choreographer is discussing dance as a language, because that's what it is. To move around, we talk with our body all the time. And so that's all dance is expressing, how you're feeling, thinking, or whatever you're trying to evoke at that time through movement. And so that's how I speak about dance. I'll tell a person, when you're dancing, whatever you're trying to convey through movement, it should come across your face. It should come across the way you deliver it. It should come through your movement. And so say for yourself, you know, amateur dancer, when I go out there and take over the world with her new line of music videos, I would start off with seeing what she wants to do and then try to find movement to it that fits your body, that fits you. I recently had the chance to work with the Murphart Chargers, which is a cheer squad here in Los Angeles. And when the girls first met me, they were overwhelmed because I wouldn't soften up on the choreography. I wouldn't give them easier choreography because they weren't used to doing what I do. I sort of just whip you into shape and say, let's pull it together. And their coach is hardcore. I mean, she's like a military woman. And she almost pinned me up on the wall and said, D'Angelo, this choreography better get me first place. Well, if you go on, you'll be able to see the Lamert Park Chargers and find out that they did win first place. And I approached it with them as young girls who were determined to win. And so you find movement that looks good on their body. They like to be divas. They like to be hot and fresh. They like a little bit of swag. They like to be innovative in their approach, you know, stuff you haven't seen before. And I learned that from just working with them. And then I apply it too. So with yourself, I would say, okay, cool. She's not trying to give me boom cat movement. She's not trying to beat out Usher. But she might want to be... She might want to beat out Usher. But we want to beat out Usher. We'll get there. Let's start off with Beyonce first. Let's get her out a little bit. Then work our way to some Aaliyah, you know. Then get over to Sierra, you know. Because she got that new one. Now you got to get the Sierra side work going, you know. And it's funny because a lot of ladies ask the same question. A lot of people ask the same question. Oh, geez, what are you going to teach dance class? Well, I think one of the first classes I want to teach is going to be so much fun. It's going to be an isolation class, also known as the booty dance class. And so all the ladies want to learn, so they always say, D'Angelo, how's my uh-oh? You know, the uh-oh dance move. And girls, you typically move too many body parts. You want to isolate the hip structure. So I kind of show you. I was in Venice once, actually on the beach, showing like three or four ladies how to get their uh-oh down. And you just vibe with people, you know. You approach them and give them what they need. And so that's how I approach it.
Wow, that's what's up. That is so what's up, and I can definitely see myself doing some stuff. And you get ready, because before you leave today, we're going to do a picture, not like me trying to do a dance thing, so we're going to get that going. But I definitely want to say, you know, it was definitely a pleasure, and we're definitely looking forward to hearing your show on next Thursday. And the great thing about the show next Thursday is that they're not going to just hear it, they're going to see it as well, because we'll be videotaping that live. And we're going to, you know, put it out there. We're going to leak it where the location is going to be so you guys can come out and join us. And it's going to be next Thursday, same time, so make sure you follow our tweets and things of that sort in our Facebook as well. You can follow me on Twitter by visiting twitter.com/EOTM. And then, of course, I'm on Facebook under Carla EOTM Simpson. Go ahead, D'Angelo, and share with them your Facebook.
Most definitely. To keep up with D'Angelo, you can go to facebook.com/TheOneD'Angelo, and that's TEANGELO. And then you can also tweet me. I'm on Twitter, which is also twitter.com/TheOneD'Angelo. Or you can also check me out on YouTube. Again, youtube.com/TheOneD'Angelo. You can YouTube me, you can Yahoo me, you can Google me. I am making myself accessible to you guys. So definitely come out, leave comments. Would love to have you, because I can't wait to hear about your version of Love, Dance, and Hate the Pizza.
I know, and it's going to be so fun. So make sure you guys look out for that topic right there. Love, Dance, and the Hate between them, featuring D'Angelo of Tea Time. Make sure you're in the house for that. And make sure before you exit our blog talk site tonight that you subscribe to receive alerts to future shows, because guess what? You're not going to want to miss it, y'all. You just not. So I'm going to end our show with a quote that I think is very fitting for this segment, and it is this. On with the dance. Let joy be unconfined. No sleep till morn. When youth and pleasure meet, to chase the glowing hours with flying feet. That's me, y'all. That's me all day. I didn't write it. George Gordon did. But marinate on that, friends, and we will hear you next time. Peace and blessings, y'all.
bring back the raw hip hop. Just like the records they take, you be copping. Pop from breakdancing, boogie popping and locking. Hip hopping, guaranteed to have you clocking. We only get better and only better we have gotten. This type of flow, don't even think about stopping. Beware, the length of the round flow can be shocking. All music lovers in the place right now. They never understood the way the KRS got down. Yo, I'm strictly about skills and dope lyrical coasting. Relying on talent, not marketing and promotion. I'm number 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Stop wasting your money on marketing schemes and pretty packages pushing dreams to the fiends. A dope MC is a dope MC. With or without a record deal, all can see. And that's who KRS be, son. I'm not the run of the mill, cause for the mill I don't run. Yes, yes, y'all, you don't stop. KRS one, rock on. Yes, yes, y'all, you don't stop. Even though some people front,